A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Mem Aleph, Sukkah 41a, pagination, page 81. Middle of the page, almost the middle of a line, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Barishona in the beginning, Midoraisa, from Torah law, Hayolulav Nita Bamikta Shiva Vamadina Yomechot. The lulav, meaning the Arba Minim, were only taken in the Beis HaMikdash for all 7 days, based on the pasuk, "Usamachtem lefnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim." In front of Hashem, you rejoice for 7 days. Uvamedina, but in the rest of the world, outside the Beis Hamikdash, yom echad, only 1 day, based on the pasuk, "Ulekachtem lechem bayom arishon." Everybody should take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Hiskin Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, the leader of the generation, made a takana. Sheyei lulav nita b'medina shiva zecha l'mikdash. That everybody should take the lulav 7 days to remember the Beis HaMikdash. He also made another takana, which is mentioned here. That the day of waving, the day of the Omer, on the second day of Pesach, that entire day should be forbidden to eat from the new crop in the time when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. Let's quickly review the rules of the Omer. Normally, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the way it's supposed to be, you're not allowed to eat chadosh, the new crop, until on the second day of Sukkot, a korban omer was brought, and once that korban was brought, you were allowed to eat from the new crop. The halacha is that if there is no Beis HaMikdash, then Heir Mizrach, sunrise, of that 16th day of Nisan is going to allow the Chadash to be eaten, being that there's no carbon going to be brought anyway, so that date allows. Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai's takana was that sunrise should not allow, but rather Yom Henef Kulo Osir, that entire day is forbidden from eating from the Chadash, from the new crop. And we have to understand why, what was it that he was concerned with. The Gemara tells us, Minolon da'avdinon zeichel ha-mikdash, regarding the first halacha, that they made a legislation to take the Arba Minim 7 days to remember the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know that you do things to remember the Beis HaMikdash? Om Rabbi Yechanan da'amar kra, Rabbi Yechanan said it's based on a pasuk. You could skip a line here, and on the next line you'll see Tzion hi doresh ein la. It's Tzion, and there's no one seeking it out. No one cares about it. No one remembers it. Doresh ein la. There's no one seeking it out. Mechlal deboi derisha. Apparently, it's proper that someone should seek it out. Someone should remember the specialness of Tzion, of Yerushalayim, and therefore he legislated that what was done special in the Beis HaMikdash should be codified as the behavior for the rest of the Jewish people to remember the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the first halacha. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that we take the lulav all days of Sukkot. The second legislation mentioned in the Mishnah in the very last words are Sheyehe Yom Henef, that the day of waving, the Minchas HaOmer, should entirely be forbidden from Chadash, even though theoretically, according to strict halacha, sunrise of that 16th day of Nisan should permit it. My time, why did he make such a legislation? The Gemara asks, Mehera Yibana HaMikdash, speedily the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. V'yomru, and people will say, Ishtakid, last year, Milo achalnu beheir mizrach, didn't we eat once sunrise came of the 16th? Right away. There was no Beis HaMikdash anyway. There's no reason to wait till they bring the karban. So with sunrise, we were allowed to eat. Hashtana minechel. They're in the habit of eating from sunrise. Ve'inu lo yadi. And they don't realize the ishtake de lo have a Beis HaMikdash. Since last year, there was no Beis HaMikdash. Heyer mizrachitir. Sunrise allowed the new crop. Hashtadika Beis HaMikdash. Omer Matir, but now that there is a Beis HaMikdash, you're going to have to bring the Karban Omer. And you have to wait until the Kohanim actually bring the Karban. Asks the Gemara. End of a line. De'ivni Emas. When was the Beis HaMikdash built? We're already conjecturing as if it was built to understand. Put ourselves in that situation that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai was worried about, that they're going to be eating the Chodesh earlier than they're allowed. When was the Beis HaMikdash built that we're so concerned? Ilema de'ivni b'shitzar, if it wasn't built until the 16th, Hari hitu heir mizrach, sunrise of the 16th without a Beis HaMikdash was already matir you to eat from the Chodesh. And if you build a Beis HaMikdash during that day, that doesn't change the status that it already became mutter with sunrise. So apparently, it must be that the Beis HaMikdash that you're concerned is built without me knowing about, without me knowing the halachas properly regarding it. It was the Beis HaMikdash was built on the 15th. So that sunrise of the 16th, the Beis HaMikdash is already standing, and that sunrise is not going to be matir the Chodesh. You have to wait for the carbon to be brought. So the Gemara asks, fine, but you don't need a full day of the 16th. It shouldn't be Yom Henef Kulo Asur. Mechatzos Hayom Mula Alon Tishtari. From Chatzos and on, you should already be able to assume that the Kohanim moved quickly and brought the carbon. Because we learned from midday and on, they could assume that the carbon was brought, because they don't delay on these things, they're not lazy. So at least from Chatzos, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai should have allowed them forever to eat from the Chodesh, because even in a year where they have to bring the carbon Omer, meaning the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, it's not going to go past Chatzos. Lo tzricha. The Gemara says, I'll tell you the case that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai was so worried about what's going to happen that he said the entire day of the 16th, the Chodesh should be forbidden. The Ivni Belelya, because it was built during the night preceding sunrise of the 16th. Inami Samach Lishkia Sachama, or even at the very end of the 15th day of Nisan, Beis HaMikdash was built at that time, and they therefore didn't have enough time to process the Omer in terms of harvesting it and processing it, and therefore they got delayed because the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built early enough for them to realize that they had to harvest grain for the Omer and process it properly. So, in any case, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai came up with a case that he would be concerned that the Omer would not be brought so quickly on the 16th, and therefore he legislated that the entire 16th should be forbidden. Mehera yibana hamikdash. Soon, there's going to be a time when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and on that year, you're going to have to be careful because sunrise of the 16th is not going to be matir. I heard a beautiful insight that these two legislations mentioned in this Mishnah are linked. On the one hand, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a legislation that we should take the Arba Minim all 7 days outside the Beis HaMikdash, because there is no Beis HaMikdash and we got to remember the Beis HaMikdash. So people presumably asked Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, people have to remember the Beis HaMikdash. How long are we going to be without a Beis HaMikdash that you're making such a legislation? It was a very depressing thought to think that he's starting to codify in mainstream Jewish observance things to remember the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as this insight goes, legislated something else to say that, no, on the contrary, we're anticipating the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash at any moment. Maybe it'll be this year that the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and maybe it'll even be on the 15th or on the night of the 16th. And you never know, down to the wire, it could be that any moment Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and therefore Yom Henef Kulo Asur, the day of waving, had to be totally forbidden, because maybe they won't have enough time to quickly go ahead and bring the Karban Omer as early as they would have had they known the Beis HaMikdash was standing, like in a normal year, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. One additional insight over here, a very important Rashi we would not want to miss. Rashi wonders that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night. And the same issue about building the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. And the Gemara here seems to be inferring that the Beis HaMikdash might be built on the 15th, close to sunset, or on the night of the 16th, the night that precedes sunrise of the 16th, and that's at night. And Rashi says, one line up from the end of the page, Hey Mem, Hani Mili, Binyan Aboni Bnei Odom, a building that's done by people. We're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night or on Yom Tov. Avo Mikdash HaOsid, but the coming Mikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was calculating when it would be rebuilt so that he knew what concern to impose on the 16th of Nisan, Sha'anu Mitzapin, that we're waiting for, Bonui U'meshuchlal Hu, it's already built. Yigola v'yava mashamayim, it just has to be revealed and be granted to us from heaven. Yashar koach, have a wonderful day.